this is Craig Valentine, host of Early to Rise Radio. Have you ever wanted to become wealthier, healthier, wiser, or just have more time to appreciate the finer things in life? On this show, we reveal what high performers are doing every day to be more successful without sacrificing their personal lives. Early to Rise Radio is sponsored by the Perfect Day Formula. Get your free copy of this game-changing success guide at freeperfectdaybook.com. Now let's get started with today's show. Welcome to a special, no holds barred, politically incorrect, not for sensitive ears, adults only episode of Early to Rise Radio. Today you're going to be given some harsh but true lessons from my mentor. These five tips on how to man up, cut the BS, and live your dream life come from one of my best friends and a man that I have hired as my own personal coach and worked with as a business partner for years. That's right, it's Bedros Koulian, and he's going to show us how to succeed faster. And if you want to do that, he says, then it's time for you to man up, stop being a wussy, take control of your situation, and rise to your potential. So count it down with me and Bedros. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It's time to man up. If you like B's message, then I encourage you to join us at my big event in November, where we are going to help you do exactly what he discusses on this show. Early to Rise Radio is sponsored by the Perfect Life Retreat. Buy one ticket to this game-changing event and get one free ticket at perfectliferetreat.com. Hey, B, do you know what the number one book I've read this year is?
What's the number one book, Craigie?
It is Man Up by Bedros Koulian.
That's me.
Yes, but here's the bad news. The book is not out. I read an advanced copy. I was lucky enough. But I just feel bad for everybody watching because they haven't read the book, but they need a few of the messages. So we're going to do a very special edition of the Empire Podcast Show today, where we're going to extract five of the best Man Up lessons from Man Up by Bedros Koulian.
Yes, indeed. All right. So the book is called Man Up, Cut Your Bullshit and Dominate Your Path. And it's really for entrepreneurs who have a business, and they know that business has greater potential, but these entrepreneurs are kind of spinning their wheels, and they're frustrated, and they're stressed. They're maybe suffering through some anxieties because of it. They know there's some changes they have to make, but they don't know what those changes are. Or they may know what the changes are, but they're afraid to make those changes, and the book is designed to help them cut the bullshit and obviously dominate their path. And so
now you learned all these lessons the hard way, right?
I did. I learned the lessons
right. So you're not talking down to people. You're talking to people from the heart because, yeah. Hey, listen, you don't want them to go through what you did.
Let me tell you, in 2012, we started Fit Body Bootcamp, the franchise. By mid-2013, the franchise had a faint pulse and it was effectively dead. You know, it was effectively dead. And I talk about this openly all the time. Here I thought I was gonna build some awesome fitness franchise and it was gonna go change the world and people were gonna work out in a different way, a better way with a trainer, and it was gonna be cost effective and affordable. Everything about the franchise model was right, except the leader.
Yeah.
Except the leader. I was a ineffective leader, and because of that, the franchise almost died. So in mid-2013, after about a year and a half of franchising Fit Body Bootcamp, I realized I either have to man up and become the effective leader that I'm meant to be, or I have to put a knife in this franchise and really go and get a job. Mm. Yeah, and I even thought about it, like, oh, I'm gonna go sell high-end cars because I love cars, and I realized, like, what am I doing? Why do I need to go get a job when that's the easy path? I need to do the more difficult path, which is the path that leads to my purpose, which is helping millions of people worldwide get fit. And that is to man up. And so,
well, can I just say something there?
No.
I just want everybody watching this to realize that, hey, even the top leaders have moments of self-doubt. But if you have that clarity of vision, which you did have, that's not what I was meant to do. I could go and do this, and I'd be successful. I might even be a tiny bit happy, but I know I wouldn't be totally fulfilled. Yeah. And when you have that clarity, then you can go on and do those things that you're about to tell us about.
Well,
right?
It's easy, right? Because, I mean, imagine this. I had websites that were dedicated to telling the world how crappy Fit Body Bootcamp is and what a horrible person I am. I mean,
other people had
other
websites.
People. Yeah, I didn't.
They weren't your websites.
Yeah, no. I was smart enough to not create my own websites. I figured others were doing a great job of it, right? And the reality was that we were losing more Fit Body Bootcamp owners than we were getting on board. And so I had every reason to take the easy path. But I knew that my purpose was meant to help millions of people worldwide through fitness. And so I had to see this through. And I said those powerful words to myself. I said, it's time to man up. And I said that, and I still do every step of the way. And so it's time to man up my way to parting ways with a business partner who was a great human being, but a horrible business partner. We just weren't meant to be together. We weren't meant to be together. And I imagine people who have gotten divorces before, you know, and they're great with their exes might be able to say this. Look, you know, he's a great person. He just wasn't meant to be my husband.
Right.
And so that's how I felt about this. But I said, it's time to man up. And I finally made that decision to part ways with him. Then I said, it's time to man up. And I finally set my expectations higher for what I'm expecting of my team. And so through the lessons of manning up one lesson at a time, I was able to write this book this past summer, and now it's in the hands of the publisher, and it comes out July of 2018. But the big five takeaways that I think we can share here that so many people watching the Empire Podcast could benefit from is one, the first pillar of the book, and that is to become an effective leader. You know, and people ask me, well, how do you become an effective leader? You tell and they do, right? Well, not necessarily. That's not what a great leader is made of. A great leader is someone who doesn't emotionally react to things. And, you know, I don't know about people watching this, but when bad news would come, I would emotionally react. To me, it was the sky is falling, or if someone crossed me, I was the one to write the angry email and send it out to them without thinking twice. I had regret the next morning, right? That's emotional reaction. An effective leader responds strategically. See, that's the difference. A poor leader emotionally reacts. An effective leader responds strategically to a problem or challenge and sees that, listen, as an entrepreneur, I'm supposed to get people who are going to hate on me. I'm supposed to get people who want to create competition for me. I'm supposed to get you'll have employees who are going to quit and leave a wake of destruction behind them. That doesn't reflect anything on you. That just means you had hired someone who was bad. Mm-hmm. Now, what does reflect negatively on you, and it did reflect negatively on me, is I had hired someone who was toxic in my company in 2014, and I kept them on board for an entire year and a half. And we had an adversary relationship. I had anxiety hanging out around her. I didn't want to be in the same office with her. I was the boss and she was the employee, yet I felt like I couldn't fire her because I was in this place of, well, I don't want to offend her. I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings in the office. I don't want to be seen as the bad guy. We constantly strive for approval, right? So one, as a leader, you have to be effective by not emotionally reacting, but actually effectively responding to situations.
And that's very similar to what I talk about in my book, which is control what you can.
Yes.
You control your thoughts, yes, words, and your deeds, even if the world is going crazy around you, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. Number two, you have to communicate clearly and openly. And I was a horrible communicator, man. I did not communicate well, and because of that, I just assumed that my employees were gonna do what I wanted. Or I might have said something, but I didn't really follow through with specifics, right? And when you don't have specifics, you've got chaos.
Right.
And so I learned, again, as an effective leader, I've got to be specific and communicate clearly, openly, and ask them, do you understand? Yes, then tell it back to me. Now they do, and now we move forward. But in addition to just being an effective leader, there's also clarity of vision, right? And again, it's embarrassing for me to say, but the book manifested itself from all my failures building up to launching Fit Body Bootcamp as a franchise. And today, it's funny because we're one of the fastest growing franchises on the planet. You know, we're opening up over 30 locations per month, somewhere on the map. But just 5-6 years ago, I was at a place where I wanted to end the whole thing and go and sell cars. But the reality is that I had no clarity of vision. And people ask me, well, what is clarity of vision? And I tell them, well, as a franchisor, I had no idea how many locations I wanted out there. Do I want 2,000 locations, 5,000 locations, 15,000 locations? And I had no idea how I was going to get those people. So there's clarity of vision. There's clarity of path. What do you want from your franchise? When do you want it by? And how are you going to get there? And if you can answer those three things, then you've got pillar number three executed. And so for me, I finally again had to have that talk with myself and said those five magical words, it's time to man up. And when I did, I said, what do I really want from Fit Body Bootcamp? I know, I want 2,500 locations worldwide. But I also know that I didn't want 2,500 owners worldwide. I want under 800 owners. So it was important for me to start looking for prospective owners who could open multiple locations. And people ask me, well, why is that? What do you care if there's 2,500 owners or just 800 owners? Either way, you're going to have 2,500 locations. The difference is big to me. One, if there's 2,500 owners and 2,500 locations, that means I have to have a bigger staff here at my headquarters, which means the quality of staff is going to get reduced. I'm a big believer in that. You can't have 1,000 employees and expect them all to be fighter jets.
Right.
But you can have 100 employees and expect them to be fighter jets because you can be more picky about who you bring on board. So that's number one. Number two, I'm probably going to have to underpay my team if I have 2,500 owners, Fit Body Bootcamp owners. But if I have 800 owners who each own two or three locations, then I can pay my team better here, which also increases my chance of hiring fighter jets, right? And so clarity of vision was so important. So once I got that clarity, and for me it was 2,500 locations with under 800 owners by the year 2020, right? By the end of the year 2020, now I knew I had a deadline. I knew how many locations and I knew what kind of owners I was looking for.
Right, because that's when, you know, if you have that dream destination of your business, you can't get there if you don't know exactly where you want to go. And you knew exactly where you wanted to get to on the map, and then you could draw your straight line of success, right?
That's exactly it. And that is that other piece, which is the clarity of path. How am I going to get there? Where are my best leads going to come from? How are we going to sell them? How are we going to pre-indoctrinate them into buying multiple locations, right? And so we have to really think through that process. And as we did, we were able to create a formula, a system. And now we're getting on owners who not only come on board with one location, but instinctively go double down and triple down on a second, third location. And that's what we want. And so again, the first pillar is to become an effective leader. The second pillar is clarity of vision and path. And the third and final pillar of the manning up process is that you can't have employees running your business. And you know, people go, well, wait a minute, without employees, I can't function. How can I not have employees? Employees do this. They clock in a little bit late, they clock out a little bit early, and they do the bare minimum to get the job done and keep their employment. See, I want team members. I want a high-performance team. Because when you look up the definition of a team, it's a group of highly driven individuals who have a desired outcome that's similar, right?
They're working together.
They're working together for the same desired outcome. That's a team. Now, just with that definition alone, if I ask you, Craig, do you want employees or do you want a team?
You're all day long, I want a team.
That's it. That's it. So what if then you can take that team and condition them to become high performers, to become the best versions of themselves? And so this is what I decided to do. And I cut out every single person in my staff who I viewed as an employee, who was a little bit late, who left a little bit early, who maybe
did the bare minimum,
right? They just weren't meeting expectations. And I said, I'm not going to care anymore about what others think. What I'm going to care about is what is the best thing for my business and the impact that it's going to make on this planet. And so those are the really big levers. And so when you think about having a high performance team, you have a team who's going to show up early, leave late, be a part of the team, and not just say, I did my part and that's it. If you did your part and there's still more that needs to get done so that we can move the ball across the finish line, then jump into the game. The game's not over until the ball's on the other side of that finish line, you know?
So bringing all those pillars together, that's the element and the essential parts of man up so that somebody can sit there and think, you know what, it's a difficult conversation. I don't want to do it. I don't want to do it. But you know what? It's time to man up. Those are just killer words for getting the right mindset, flipping the switch, and going in and tackling the day and owning your life, really. Yeah.
I mean, the biggest lesson I can give everybody here is to set higher expectations of yourself. You know, get, as you always talk about, get disciplined and structure. Structure truly is freedom. And we talk about, well, I want to be a great entrepreneur and I have a big vision for my business. Well, great. Then if that's the case, you have to become a control freak. And one thing I talk about in the leadership section is about becoming a control freak. I mean, look, I want to control my time. I want to control the people that I'm around. I want to control the thoughts that occupy my mind. I want to control my health. I want to control my wealth. I want to control my family's well-being. I want to control the phone calls that I get and the text messages that I get. I want to control every element around me. And the more control you have as an entrepreneur or as a person, just a human in general, the better the outcome is going to be. What if I said, Craig, you don't know tomorrow if you're going to wake up with a cold or a flu. So, oh my gosh, but you do everything in your life to make sure that you wake up healthy, right? You structure your life for that. Mm-hmm. And so people don't, if you didn't know if you're going to wake up healthy or not, if you didn't know if you're going to have money in your bank account, if you didn't know if tomorrow some people are going to come around you and just be negative and pessimistic, I mean, how's that feel? I mean,
you're going to be stressed and anxious.
Stressed and anxious.
But you can stop that by?
By controlling your environment, taking control. And so there's nothing wrong with being a control freak if you plan on being an entrepreneur. In fact, if you plan on being any kind of human who really wants to have a bigger impact, social impact, financial impact, economic impact for your family, right? You have to start taking control of the circumstances and not count on the government or worry about the competition or what if the economy crashes. When the economy crashed, it was 2008. And it was right around that time that I started creating the idea of Fit Body Bootcamp. We started creating sales videos and educational videos on what Fit Body Bootcamp is. And I remember my videographer at the time, his name is Rob. He's like, dude, why are we making these videos? Like, who in the world is going to buy Fit Body Bootcamp when the economy just crashed and we've got an 11.5% unemployment rate? And I said, Rob, you know, yeah, we've got an unheard of unemployment rate, but the money didn't just go away. The money changed hands, and it's my job to figure out where the money went. And wherever the money went, those are the people I'm going to sell my franchise to. And so you have to, again, go back to being an effective leader, which means taking control of the situation. Because if you don't, then the situation will likely end up controlling you, and the outcome is going to be unpredictable. To that point, someone asked me I think it was Chris Harder, he says, well, what does man up mean to you? Mm-hmm. I said, man up to me is real simple. It's stop being a sissy, take control of the situation, and rise to your fullest potential. Like, that's the definition to man up for me. And so every time I tell myself, it's time to man up, those five words, and that's a trigger, then I got to do the next thing. Like, whatever it is that you have to do in life, just tell yourself, it's time to man up and do it. Don't stop, don't overthink it. And I'm truly convinced that those five words activate some kind of a trigger. And after you say it's time to man up, you have to go into action and do the thing that you want to do, need to do, have to do, have the tough conversation. And one, it's time to man up after another, you will build quite the empire for yourself.
That's amazing. And so really, as you can see, it all starts in your head and then gets you to go and take the action so that you can build the empire, live the life of your dreams, and be that leader that the world needs. And you know what? I really, really, really want people to get this book. So how can they?
Good question. So the book doesn't come out until July of 2018, but we put up a little website called manup.com, appropriately named, right? And if you go to manup.com, you can just put in your name, email address, and phone number. And we're not going to text you weird stuff. It's simply there to notify you about, you know, the book, about the course that I'm creating, and how you can get the book in advance, and what bonuses that I have for people who want to buy the book from Amazon or Barnes & Noble or any local bookstore. And so if you just go to manup.com, and put your name, email, phone number in there, we'll definitely make sure to keep you on the early bird notification list when Man Up comes out in July of 2018.
Awesome. Looking forward to it because it will be the best book I read of next year as
yes.
well.
I'd love to hear about where you need to man up in life. How is this going to change things for you? Please send your feedback on today's show to support@earlytorise.com or to me on social media at instagram.com/realcraigballantyne or twitter.com/craigballantyne. Thanks for listening to Early to Rise Radio. Please head over to iTunes and rate today's show and share it with your friends. And don't forget, it's time to man up. And it's also time to join me and Bedros at my big event in November. Get your ticket and an extra ticket for free at perfectliferetreat.com.